Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football Today. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, I got a special NFL legend video. It's about the great, the honor, and the hard work of Willie Brown, cornerback out of Grambling State University, by way of the Denver Broncos and the Oakland Raiders. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long, for making it happen today for me here on 100 Yards Football. Much love and respect. Let's talk about Willie Brown. When I think about the great Willie Brown, I think about Grambling State University, and I think about all those great players, Doug Williams, Eddie Robinson, Everson Walls, Buck Buchanan. You can't nothing think about Grambling State as royalty when you're talking about black college football. Then I think about when he played there from 61 to 64 and the guys he played with, Buck Buchanan, Lane Howe, Clifford McNeil, Preston Powell, and Jerry Robinson. And then you look at, he came to Grambling as a tight end and a linebacker. And he played linebacker at Grambling State. But he went into the NFL and was undrafted in 1964. Can you believe that? A diamond in the rough. A diamond in the rough. And see, it's no really surprise coming out of Grambling State that he made it in the AFL during that time with the Broncos and then got traded to the Raiders. But see, he's out of Yazoo City, Mississippi. Let me say it one more time, Yazoo City, Mississippi. Can I say Fletcher Cox? Can I say Kenneth Gainwell? Two gentlemen right now that's on the Philadelphia Eagles roster. Can I say Stella Stevens? Great actress back in the 1960s and 70s. Can I say Michael Henderson, one of the greatest entertainers ever that just passed here in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago? And can I say Mike Malley, who's a quarterback at LSU? On the great teams in the early 70s, there was a first-round draft pick with that. Way call him now the Anaheim Angels. But Willie Brown was special. And as I always tell you, some in the water in Mississippi, baby. Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, my parents, Chester and Inez Turner. Some people are built differently. So it was no surprise when Willie Brown ended up making it in the National Football League and becoming a Hall of Famer. And when I think about Willie Brown, I think about he intercepted 54 passes in his career, 37 with the Oakland Raiders. He spent almost 40 years in the National Football League. And think about this. He was cut by the Houston Oilers in 1963, signed by Denver in 64. And he was so good at Denver that Al Davis traded for him. And the thing about it, he was voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But the memories that I have about Willie Davis is that skill set, that confidence, A+, the instincts, A+, the ball skills, A+, press coverage, A+, physical at the line of scrimmage, A+, Zone recognition, A+. Transitional quickness, A+. Recovery speed, A+. Backpedaling, A+. Tackling, A+. Remember when he came to the National Football League with the AFL, he had never played cornerback. Never backpedaling in his life. He went from tight end to linebacker to the Hall of Fame. Two-time first-team All-Pro in the National Football League, 1971-1973. Four-time Pro Bowler from 1970 to 73. Voted to the 1970 All-Decade Team. Three-time Super Bowl champion as a player and a coach with the Raiders. And a five-time All-AFL All-Star. And voted into the Football Hall of Fame in 1984. But what I like about him is the battles he had back in the 60s in the AFL, in the NFL, but especially in the AFL. Him going up against Bambi Lance Alworth. Him going up against Prairie View Finest Otis Taylor. Him going up against Al Dennison, who used to be his teammate in Denver. Then George Sauer with the Jets, Don Manning with the Jets, and Fred Blefuscoff, his own teammate. That's what I remember about Willie Brown. And then that interception that you see on the graphics in the Super Bowl against the Vikings, he's taking his 72 yards to the house. And on that film, and you can go to YouTube, they say, "Old Man Willie taking it to the house." And then his football intelligence. And he was a 6'2 corner that could run. That could run. That could run. He was 6'2, 6'3. He was playing against Lance All with Otis Taylor. But see what he did with that bump and run and press coverage. Transition from a tight end to a linebacker to a Hall of Fame corner, he made the job easier for people like Mike Haynes, people like Lester Hayes, people like Ronnie Lott, people like Hanford Dixon, people like Frank Minifield, people like Daryl Green, people like Deion Sanders, people like Daryl Revis, and Asante Samuel, Antonio Cromartie, Richard Sherman, Patrick Peterson. Willie Brown made their job easier. And one thing I learned about Willie Brown, after his playing career, he got into coaching. Went on after, became an intimate head coach at Long Beach State. But he got his master's degree. So not only he showed you he can do it on the football field. And then he went back to the Raiders and became director of player development and a coach, a secondary coach. Remember that Super Bowl in 1984, the Raiders against the Redskins? The fun bunch, they had Charlie Brown, Alvin Garrett, Art Monk. Well, who shut them guys down? It was Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes. Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes. And do you remember what type of coverage they were playing? They were playing that bump and run. Who's behind that? The young man from Yazoo, Mississippi, was coaching. It's a pleasure to always talk about these great guys that played at the HBCU levels in the 60s. And Willie Brown is one of those guys. Again, when you talk about NFL, you talk about football royalty. You better put Willie Brown in the conversation at the cornerback position. You better put him in the conversation. He was special, man. He was special. And one more time, another award that I hope Willie Davis and his family takes this as he looks at us in the heavens. He was voted to the NFL 100th anniversary team. That's a lot of respect, man. One of the greatest 100 football players in the National Football League. Willie Brown, Grambling State University, was a tight end and linebacker under Eddie Robinson. got to the league, never played cornerback position. And look what he did. The likes of Lance Allworth, Otis Taylor, Dan Maynard, George Sauer, he shut them down. Super Bowl, 72-yard interception, old man Willie. But he is the inventor of the bump and run. And one more time, he made the way easy for Mike Haynes, Lester Hayes, Ronnie Lott, Hanford Dixon, Frank Minifield, Darrell Revis. Oh, my God. Aeneas Williams, I left him off the list. Deion Sanders, Antonio Cromartie, Richard Sherman, and Patrick Peterson. And I'm sorry if I not put any other player. I'm going to throw Trayvon Diggs on the list. This was the gentleman that invented the bump and run. Willie Brown. And to Raiders Nation, you out there in Las Vegas, once this video is over today, you need to honor and give Willie Brown his flowers at another level. He was a phenomenal football player out of Yazoo City, Mississippi. Archie Manning, Brett Favre. It's something in the water, in the water in Mississippi, Jimmy Buffett.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it today. Thank you to my producer. I wouldn't be doing this without him, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Thank you, brother. And my final words about Willie Brown. Like Roger Troutman, a zap. They know how. More bounce to the ounce. Willie Brown was more bounce to the ounce. Be blessed. Thank you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.